Courage, October 13th. Equipment for service. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. God cannot use men who, in time of peril, when the strength, courage, and influence of all are needed, are afraid to take a firm stand for the right. He calls for men who will do faithful battle against wrong, warring against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It is to such as these that he will speak the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Hope and courage are essential to perfect service for God. These are the fruit of faith. Despondency is sinful and unreasonable. God is able and willing more abundantly to bestow upon his servants the strength they need for test and trial. The plans of the enemies of his work may seem to be well laid and firmly established, but God can overthrow the strongest of these. And this he does in his own time and way, when he sees that the faith of his servants has been sufficiently tested. Through the fidelity to the principles of temperance shown by the Hebrew youth, God is speaking to the youth of today. There is need of men who, like Daniel, will do and dare for the cause of right. Pure hearts, strong hands, fearless courage, are needed, for the warfare between vice and virtue calls for ceaseless vigilance. To every soul Satan comes with temptation and many alluring forms on the point of indulgence of appetite. Intellectual power, physical stamina, and the length of life depend upon immutable laws. Through obedience to these laws, man may stand conqueror of himself.